Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take me through the final seconds of this game. Why didn't you guys foul?
What are you talking about?
Down the stretch there, the end of the game, the final seconds, 11 seconds left down the clock.
Do you think that the game came down to the final seconds of the game?
I'm asking you, though, why that decision in the final seconds of the game?
The game was over.
You didn't think your guys could get back in it, put them on the line if they miss those shots?
I mean, but 15 seconds, what were we down?
Put them on the line, they miss a few shots. Coach, a four-point ball game, it's a question that the guys were asking at the end of our game. That's all I'm asking.
Morning, America. That was Florida State head coach Leonard Hamilton with Dana Jacobson on TBS after Florida State's comeback bid came up short. Hamilton nonplussed by the line of questioning, acting like he had no idea where the reporter was coming from. It was one of the most baffling late-game decisions I've ever witnessed. There are youth basketball games across America that will get played this morning. Church league games with volunteer coaches who never progressed past like the JV level, who didn't have any high school basketball career. And those coaches will manage their late game situations better than Leonard Hamilton last night. In that clip you just heard, Hamilton expressed genuine surprise over the score late in the game, like he didn't know what it was. What were we down? What were we down there? Take me through that. Florida State was down four with 12 seconds left. Michigan had the ball. Now, what would you do? What would any coach in America do in that situation? Doesn't matter if you're playing for a right to go to the Final Four or you've got a tune-up game, you've got a new AAU team, and it's your first, like, game of the year. Result really doesn't matter, but what do you do in that situation? Down four with 12 seconds left. Every coach in the world extends the game. Foul the guy. Make them earn it at the free throw line. Don't give up. Instead, Florida State waved the white flag. Now, the player for Michigan with the ball, Duncan Robinson, he's a 90% free throw shooter. But at that point, you root for a miracle. You know, you root for Virginia against Louisville. There was a game in the tournament a couple of years ago. Texas A&M was down 12 with a minute left. They came back and they beat Northern Iowa. So we know, I mean, hello, we've got Loyola Chicago in the Final Four. Crazy things can happen. You got nothing to lose in that situation. There is no tomorrow. You're not calling off the dogs at the Maui Invitational or some conference game in January. You're not playing Boston College in February. It's your season. This is it. And you don't foul there? I mean, it makes Hamilton look like he's either clueless, makes him look like a guy that doesn't coach the time and score at the end of the game, doesn't coach his players to the final whistle, or worse yet, knew the score. And because he knew the score, he didn't want to foul. And that is the most fishy part of what happened at the end of this game last night. The line was 4.5. Michigan was favored by 4.5 points, and his team is down 10. His team is down four with 12 seconds left. The spread is Michigan minus 4.5. His team is down four, and they don't foul. put two and two together there. It's totally, and the reason why it's so fishy and so bizarre to me is because it is so out of character and inconsistent with what Florida State has done all year in those types of situations. What any team does in that situation, if you've ever listened to the show on Sundays for the last 2 months, you know how obsessive I am about college basketball. I watch way too many games. My social life suffers. My personal life suffers. My relationship with my wife suffers. My relationship with my family suffers. I'm all in on these games. I'm addicted to it. So I watched a couple of weeks ago Florida State play Louisville in the ACC tournament. Let me give you the end of game situation there. I remembered this. I said, I just watched Florida State lose a game where they made sure that they kept fouling to extend the game at the end. And I'll give you the example. I went back and looked this up. When Florida State lost to Louisville in the ACC tournament, they were down 6 points with 15 seconds left. Last night, it's 4 with 12 seconds left. In the ACC tournament, down 6 with 15 seconds left. In that game, down 6 with 15 left, they fouled. That was not a win-or-go-home game. And they played to the bitter end. So how in the world do they not foul last night? And then to act after the game like the line of questioning is out of line. Leonard, Lenny. This is not the Spanish Inquisition. You're not getting interrogated here. It's a fair question. What the hell? Did you fall asleep? Where were you at the end of the game? Florida State hasn't been to the Final Four since the 1960s. It's the deepest they've ever gone. It's the deepest Hamilton's ever gone in the tournament. And he, at the end of the game, is like, we're good. We're cool. We played hard. We covered. Let's get back to Tallahassee. I mean, did anybody else watch the end of this game last night and think to yourself, what in the world is going on here? I've never seen a team quit or late or just give up on a game. In the peculiar circumstance that the line's 4.5 and they're down 4. So good for Dana Jacobson. I know everybody wants to give her a Pulitzer this morning. I'm looking at Twitter and everybody in the sports media is giving her like a standing ovation. And you know what? She deserved it. She deserves it. She gets a lot of credit there because she kept coming back at him. It wasn't abrasive. It wasn't mean. She didn't snap. She just kept trying to get an answer out of the guy. I've never seen anything like that. And I want your thoughts on it this morning. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show's called The Pony Express. And I'm coming to you from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Leonard Hamilton. Guys sound guilty to me after the game. Sounded defensive, like he knew he did something wrong or screwed up. And he's getting killed, just crucified, skewered by the national media for the way he handled the end of the game, and worse yet, the way he reacted to getting questioned about it after the game. Anybody out there who has played basketball at any kind of somewhat serious level, whether it's high school varsity, whether it's junior college ball, whether it's Division III basketball, whether you've coached a freshman team or a JV team or a high school team, when you get to the end of the road, when you get to the end of the line, You go down swinging. You don't concede anything. You want to show your guys, you know what? It looks impossible. It looks like we can't win this game, but we're going to fight to the end. And how about the players? If you're a Florida State player, how do you let Michigan get the ball there with 12 seconds left and not have just the first thought in your head to basically tackle the guy and keep the game going? You've got to have hope. How do you look at being down 4 as something that's completely insurmountable? It's not 14. It's 4. You know, you pressure Robinson in the corner there. He passes the ball to the Michigan point guard, Simpson. He's a 51% free throw shooter. And I get it. It's the double bonus. But my goodness, I just watched Florida State last week against Xavier. They're down double digits with like 5 minutes left in the game, and they came all the way back and they won. So they didn't concede anything against a number one seed. And here they are in a game where the line is 4.5, they're down 4, and they just say, we're out of here, see you later, peace. I've never seen anything like that, and I want to know what you think. Does Hamilton deserve the criticism? I mean, if you were the coach or you were a Florida State player in that situation, would you legitimately feel like the game was 100% over? Why even try? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I want to know if you think Florida State gave up. Do you think he was aware of the spread? You think coaches actually know that? Because it is a very damaging allegation to make. But really, there's only two real ways of looking at this. You either had a head coach who was on the sidelines in maybe the biggest game of his life as a college coach and had no idea what the score was and what the situation was, which is insane that somebody as accomplished as Leonard Hamilton, who's been a head coach for like 30 years, could completely like black out and lose any kind of semblance or understanding of what was going on at the end of the game, or he knew too much and wanted to call off the dogs there for another reason. So this ending last night in Los Angeles to get Michigan to the Final Four really resonated with me, because it's a question about when you give up, when you lie down, when you say the game is over, when the game is out of hand, how do you handle a late game situation, which is something we can all relate to from our own playing careers or from, you know, a lifetime of watching games. I've never seen anything like that. And I want to know how you feel about the way Florida State handled the end of that game. And if you think something suspicious was going on, if you think something out of line happened, if you think Hamilton is guilty of either being clueless or being aware of what the spread was, maybe you bet Michigan and you're furious. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Hamilton went on to elaborate on why he didn't foul. You will hear that, but I want to hear from you this morning. This happened late last night, and it kept me up, actually, because I could not believe what I just witnessed, and I could not believe the way the coach handled it after the game. I want to get your thoughts in next, 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. This is the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.